101. Tarianna. Silence filled the hallway, and Tarianna slumped down onto the bench before her knees could betray her. He's not going to let my people go.
It's not his choice. The Senate has to vote.
Ostornik said the words softly, his eyes distant, and she wasn't certain if he was talking about the freedom of her people or his. Seconds passed, minutes. No one spoke. The boys of the 51st standing entirely still, eyes watching the corridors, though their minds must have been on their own futures. Then the door swung open and toga-clad senators strode out, all of them eyeing her with interest but saying nothing. Leaping to her feet, she peered through the crowd, searching for Marcus. But he was surrounded by senators, all of them trying to talk over one another. Then a familiar voice said,
"You can't imagine my relief to learn that you were well, Tarianna."
Focusing on the man in front of her, Tarianna took a step back at the sight of Lydia's father. "Senator," she managed to stutter out. But all she wanted was him out of her way, to get to Marcus, to find out what the Senate had decided.
"I'm afraid I have news that will disappoint you," Senator Valerius said, taking her arm. "It has been ruled that the path terminating in Cyburn is not a viable route of retreat for the legions in the Dark Shores, and as such, your contract is not yet fulfilled."
She swayed on her feet. "What?"
"You'll need to return to the Dark Shores with the 37th Legatus until another path, one deemed viable by the Senate, has been discovered."
"But
I'm sorry, Tarianna. I know this must be a crushing blow."
She barely heard his words, her gaze going past him to lock with Marcus's. He was still surrounded by senators, but he mouthed in Aranoquian,
"I'm sorry."
Then Lydia's father tugged on her arm, leading her out of the flow of traffic.
"The Senate has agreed that you will stay with me until you depart," he said. "And of course, I'll be able to give you an update on your mother."
His words jerked her back into the moment. "She's well?"
"Quite well, I assure you."
He led her down the corridor, away from Marcus.
"For her safety, it won't be possible for you to see her, though I'd be happy to arrange for a message to be delivered."
A message that would say what? That Tarianna had given the cell everything they wanted and gained nothing? That all she'd endured, all that she'd accomplished, had amounted to nothing thanks to a singular word in a contract? A scream of fury and frustration and sorrow began to boil up in her, and she clenched her teeth, her eyes burning.
"Senator!"
The commandant appeared in their path.
"Legatus Marcus has requested that she remain under guard at all times, even on your property, which I understand will be an inconvenience. Legatus Ostornik," he gestured to the boy, "will be in command. Address any of your concerns to him."
"Of course."
Senator Valerius nodded at the boy.
"Shall we, then?"
"Marcus," she started to say, but the commandant interrupted.
"The 37th Legatus will be hosted by Senator Domitius."
His father. A thousand thoughts and emotions were rolling through her head, and yet she allowed herself to be led out of the curia and into a waiting litter. Lydia's father sat inside with her, pulling the curtains closed as the bearers rose, the litter swaying from side to side.
"You are under a great deal of scrutiny, my dearest girl," he said softly. "So, it's best we save conversation for a place with fewer ears."
Which was just as well. because she could barely think, could barely breathe.
She'd thrown all the West to the Empire's wolves and had nothing to show for it. Her people were still imprisoned, and if Cassius followed through on his threats, soon that would be the least of their concerns.
Did he try?
Her words sounded distant in her own ears, like they weren't hers at all.
Did Marcus try to free us?
Lydia's father was quiet for a time. The only sound, the tread of the 51st surrounding the litter. Horror filled her stomach. Because if Marcus hadn't at least tried, what did that mean?
Yes, he did,
Valerius finally said.
Vehemently. But in doing so, he revealed a bias toward your people, which called into question his judgment on the matter.
He hesitated, then added,
Cassius has no desire to see the Marin freed, but in this, his actions have merit.
We cannot abandon those boys without a way to retreat, and being dropped in the middle of Cybern in the dead of winter is not acceptable. That Marcus argued otherwise raised many eyebrows, mine included.
Had he always known this might happen? She wondered. And if so, why didn't he tell me as much?
The litter was climbing the hill now, the men bearing it breathing hard from the effort of the climb. Moving aside the curtain, Tariana looked out at the walls and gates enclosing the vast villas, the scent of the sea drowned out by the endless flowers filling the gardens, an army of servants tasked at attending to them. Everything about this place catered to the lives of the few, and gods, but she hated it. Hated how once she'd loved coming here, had loved being surrounded by wealth and luxury unlike any other on Wreath, had loved one of them like a sister, only to be betrayed by her. Because if there was one truth she knew above all else, it was that this was Lydia's fault. And so, as they entered the grounds of the Valerius Manor, Tariana didn't hesitate in demanding, Where is she? Not waiting for an answer, she strode into the house where she'd spent so much time it felt like a second home. Tariana pushed past the waiting servants and took the stairs two at a time. Walking down to the library, she flung open the doors, only to find the room empty. Which made sense. Lydia didn't live here now. She was Cassius's wife, and therefore unreachable. Because as furious as she was at her ex-friend, Tariana wasn't stupid enough to go after her in Cassius's house. Faint panting filled her ears, and she turned to find Senator Valerius leaning against the doorframe, a hand pressed against his chest.
I want to see her, she demanded.
Send her a message to come here immediately and explain to my face why she betrayed me. His shoulders slumped, and he heaved in a deep breath.
I'm afraid that's impossible.
Why? She balled her hands into fists, half a mind to take her rage out on him instead.
Because, he answered, Lydia's dead.